The worst explosion occurred near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, where eyewitnesses say a car bomb packed with explosives killed more than 24 worshippers at a mosque. Many of the victims were reportedly leaving the mosque when the blast occurred. Mohammed Mossali, who lives in the area, explains what happened. He says the explosion was powerful and took place in a small area where the houses were close together. The neighborhood, he says, is inhabited by the Turkmen minority, but representatives of their community are not saying who they think was behind the explosion. Attacks elsewhere in Iraq Friday struck mainly Shiite targets as Shiite pilgrims and worshippers marked the birthday of the Imam al-Mahdi, or the 12th Imam, a holy and revered figure whom many expect to return one day. Two bombings hit separate targets in Baghdad's Shiite suburb of Sadr City, with one ripping through a bus packed with Shiite worshippers returning from the holy city of Karbala. Iraqi TV showed pictures of the bus torn apart by shrapnel. An eyewitness standing next to the bus describes what he saw. He says some of the people in surrounding cars were hurt badly, but it was mostly the bus that took the brunt of the explosion. A minibus carrying Shiite pilgrims was also targeted in Sadr City about an hour later, wounding a handful of people. The security situation in Iraq remains tense, but the general level of violence has dropped in recent months. There has, nevertheless, been a rise in attacks in recent weeks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.